That's 5:30.
So do I. With that, roll call, please.
Badger.
Present.
Eck. Metcalf.
Here.
Rogers.
Here.
Tylan. Westcott.
Here.
And Scrooge.
Here, 5 in attendance. Okay, minutes. Do you want to call Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. I would like a motion to allow Trustee Tylan to attend remotely due to illness.
Correct.
And a second. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hey Chris, it's Leslie. You're on speaker at the meeting, and you have been voted in.
All right.
I hope you feel better, and although I must say I'm happy you're attending remotely if you don't feel well.
My daughter came down positive last Friday, and I tested yesterday, and they still don't have remote. So better safe than sorry.
Yes, we much appreciate that. Okay, with that, we are 6 now in attendance. May I have a motion to approve the previous meeting of September, the board meeting of September 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
And a second? I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Chris, for your information, we have a special guest here today. Linda Douglas-Williams would like to address the board. Linda, you are up, my friend.
All right, sit here.
Whatever makes you happy. You can sit there. You can come up and to the podium. It's your choice.
Being on the county board, I'm always sitting in the chair watching people come up. This is my turn. I want to thank you guys very much for allowing me to speak to you. I have some concerns over at Eisenhower Pool. And my concerns are, for the simple fact is, I am vetted there because all my nieces and nephews, they learn how to swim over there. So, and then I start doing water aerobics. And I have straight up done water aerobics for a long time, which is a very, very nice thing for seniors. It makes you feel real good. But the thing is, they have a board that I remember years ago that different people that rented that paid $75 a day. I remember that. Whenever they had the their meets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have, you have Lanfear, you have Fison, you can tell my age, right? Lanfield, Springfield, Griffin, and I wrote some down because I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning. And Glenwood, Sacred Heart, Senior Olympics, you have a lot of people that uses our facility. And I think that it's time that the Park District put some motto in that place. Because it's still in a time capsule. It hasn't changed. And I've been there for a long time. And it's the same. And what was broken is still broken. And I know for a fact that we're giving a lot of money to different park districts. And that's fine. And there's a lot of improvement. But let's not forget where we have over here. And we're making money off of it. Because these people pay to use that facility. And so why not give them a working scoreboard? That makes no sense not to. And it helps keep up our appearance. And I say our because I said I'm vested. Because
I love that.
Mom, So I know. And then Monday, we had a water aerobics. And when I came in the hallway, there's a heater on the side, and they must have made it in 1980. And it was playing drums. It was going out that bad. All I had to do was start marching, and I'd been to the beat. So, you know, little things like that, baby, may not mean something to you guys because you don't go over there like I do. I'm twice a week, you know. And when I was younger, I was three times a week. But I love that place. That place has been good to the area. Kids need to learn how to swim.
Yes.
They really do, because you always get, years ago, you remember how they used to try to get these kids to stay away from the pond?
Mm-hmm.
And you have these kids fall in, and thank God they knew how to swim to get out. But these kids really need to know how to swim. I'm 73, and I still don't know how to swim. But I have a thing around me. Girl, I can go anywhere that's going to do. So I'm safe. But we owe the community something over that we take pride in by letting all these entities in there to have swimming lessons. Let's do something nice. Let's make our facility look good. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is about. That's why I wanted to talk to you guys, because it bothers me just to see it look like it's falling apart, and it shouldn't. It shouldn't. We host too many people. Then, okay, got that? See, when you get my information, you write yourself a note. You got that one done, you got that one. And it's just that, okay, here's the other one. Now, I can't show you on my phone, but they have these boards that they put in the water for us to do exercise on with the water aerobics. They're made out of a, what is that, material?
Plastic.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. We haven't bought any new ones. Jeff keeps on repairing as much as he possibly can. You have some people are heavier, some are smaller, but the whole idea is to do water aerobics work in there. I think we should have some new ones. Maybe you can't get like the replacement. I think we have 12 over there, if I'm not mistaken. But maybe two or three. You know, just update them. And because it's not fair to sit there and pull all the water and the thing falling apart. And then we got to find Jeff so he can glue them back together. I just think we're better than that. I really do. And so I'm asking you guys to take a look at Eisenhower Pool and see what you can do and see what you can come up with to make it look better, to make it function better. Because we really do deserve better. You guys have done a damn good job in what you do. But let's not forget, we got some other places that need some help too.
Yeah, and so appreciate, and you and I have had conversations about Eisenhower, and I really do appreciate, I appreciate your passion, and I appreciate you bringing this, taking your own time to come talk to us today. I really do, and you know, we love Eisenhower, and over the last, say, 5 or 10 years, we have done some things.
Mm-hmm.
Pools are no less a priority than ice rinks or other facilities that we have. But boy, just like the ice rinks, man, they do cost. But I like that you're here, because as we look at our budget for the upcoming year, we can think about this. And, you know, staff might be able to come up with some things that aren't terribly expensive that maybe we can start with. And then when the next bond issue comes in, perhaps, or something like that, or we can find a grant or a sponsor. That's something we've been pretty successful with. You know, so there are opportunities out there, but I would love to have you maybe talk to somebody on our staff and give us a list. And by the way, I'd love to see a list from Jeff as well, right? Just, you know, there's got to be things out there that aren't horrendously expensive. Like, I know the scoreboard was initially, but I don't know how much it would be to fix it, right?
Yeah, we're actively searching for sponsors for that right now, so we're familiar with that. And
okay.
We're looking at some new platforms as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
we do the scoreboard. Sure, I can do my homework. $17,295. And let me just say this. If you don't,
I love that you hate your home.
Yeah, baby.
County board experience.
But if you allow it to keep on
deteriorating,
yeah. Whatever, it's going to cost you more. Because if any of us knew that AIDS was going to cost as much as they are, we'd all have our chicken. Mm-hmm. You know, seriously, baby, because you can think we have time, but we really don't, because everything keeps getting higher and higher and higher, and our kids are so important, and so are the seniors, so you're dealing with two different entities.
Yeah, agreed.
So, thank you so much.
Thank you. Come back anytime.
Oh, thank you.
But I'm going to call you baby. Right? I do. I need to practice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Feel free to stay or take off whatever.
No, baby. I've been up since 5.
I don't blame you.
You
are very welcome. Would anybody else like to address the board this evening? Come on up.
So, I went to bed, talking about where we're spending the money last week. So this May to hear how anti the golf increase we are. As you may recall, I'm from the preschool days, and we had a big discussion about, according to the preschools, we don't have money. I'm just saying that maybe because everybody's real mad, but it's very important that we have parity with our comparable services, that we increase the fees. We watch the fee go up by 40%. Golf is, I'm sure, a great thing. I don't play, but by anybody's life, it's an elite sport. Played by wealthy people at country clubs. Those are your competitors at country clubs. Pools, whether it's Veterans or Eisenhower or anything else. Preschools, seniors. These sorts of things, we really have to decide where we want to spend our money. So we talk about a bad year in golf being a generations of preschool money, you know, I mean literally decades, and that's a bad year. And so where do we want to spend that? No one's talking about, we really need to cut those preschool right now. No one's asking to even go back up to what presumably the right rates were. No one's talking about parity. But the idea that it could go up a half of what it lost, everyone needs money. People riding around with broken pieces of plastic in a falling down pool. I mean, at the end of the day, you run a lot of nice golf courses. They can be very expensive. Right now you're doing fine. They may be very expensive again. It's hard for me to hear that we can't do a 33% price increase on golf when we did it.
I appreciate the perspective. I really do. And I would just say, it's a balance.
It's a balance.
It's a balance. And to me personally, I worry for the exact same thing you just said, that it's okay right now, but there's going to come a time when it's not.
Right.
And so what we're trying to do, and I think the initial cut was trying to do, is encourage the next generation. And I would only disagree with one thing, is that there are lots of people who play golf who don't have, this is their only opportunity. So I would just say that.
I'm glad that it's public golfers.
Yes.
Is there any people public
golfers?
I don't know.
$150? Oh, are you
talking to Derek? I don't know. But what I know is we have to have pools.
Yes, we do.
Them down, and we have to have acres, but we're trying to slow those down with no one else. So just, I would ask that people, I know we have a master plan, but let's think about what do we really got to care about, and is it really super important that it was just $300. It hasn't been that long. They got an extra,
30% more people.
Right.
Bought the pass. But
yep.
I much appreciated, duly noted. I think we're going to come up with some compromise, and
sure.
Then we're going to watch it to make sure, just like we, I think we do with lots of things. You know, we do something, and then we figure it out.
Right. Well, hopefully when I'm sitting here and we're talking about closing out Eisenhower and how darn expensive it is...
Oh, we won't do that.
Well, but somebody will start to say, you know, maybe all these golf courses, how much are the golf courses all doing? You know what I'm saying? So just hope to see that some emphasis is placed on some of these things that are not golf and don't, and country clubs are not our competition because they're not providing public swimming, they're not letting the seniors do water aerobics. Okay.
not at all. And it's very helpful to have you come up and give us a different perspective. So I always appreciate that. Thank you. Anybody else? I don't think I see anybody else. Okay. Finance and personnel. You've got a laundry list.
Yes, we do. So we had Christy Corbin from at Shaver and Plum come in and give us the overview on the audit report for fiscal year 22. If there's not additional discussion, I'd like to make a motion to accept the FY 22 audit report as presented by at Shaver and Plum LLP.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second.
Okay, and I just want to thank staff again. I think they work hard to make sure we have a good audit and work hard with the auditors, so much appreciated. Yeah, I guess he's all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, with that, I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please. Any further? Somebody want to pop out, but that's all right. Any further discussion? All right. Roll call.
Badger?
Aye.
Heck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Skrill?
Aye. 6 ayes and no nays.
Second item, we have to correct a VIN number on ordinance dealing with surplus. So to remedy that, I'd like to make a motion to approve ordinance 1489-22, the correction to surplus ordinance 1487-22.
Second.
Thank you. Motion and a second. Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Badger?
Aye.
Heck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Skrill?
Aye. Is that 7 ayes and no nays? And correction, it was 7 ayes and no nays the last time. Thank you. All right.
Next, CMU's presentation on budgeting software items. Last week, we decided to go with one for Vintage Planning Maestro budgeting software. So I'd like to make a motion to authorize staff to purchase Vintage Planning Maestro budgeting software for a term not to exceed 3 years, total cost not to exceed $45,700, utilizing funds appropriated for such purpose.
Pending legal review.
And legal review.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Badger?
Aye.
Heck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Skrill?
Aye. 7 ayes and no nays.
We have a discussion last week about kind of a golf cart. I don't know if it's transitioning, but maybe a...
Transition. Yeah. Okay. Plan has been about a year early to number one, take Ben's market, and number two, they've had some additional wear and tear that was unexpected when we executed the lease 4 years ago.
Due to COVID, right?
Yeah. It was a simple rider mandate.
Yeah. Okay. With that, I'd like to make a motion to authorize staff to execute an order with battery specialists plus golf cars for 180 golf carts, estimated total value of $981,000, approximately $795,000 net of trade-in allowance, lease financing to be arranged at the approximate delivery date, July 2023, through National Contract U.S. Committee.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second.
Further discussion than committee?
I would only note that the lease will be brought to the board also at the time that is presented.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Badger.
Aye.
Beck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Skro.
Aye. 7 ayes and no nays. Thank you. Mallory?
All right, Recreation Committee. Thank you, Adam, for bringing up what we discussed last week. It is really, really helpful for the board to hear that. And thank you, staff, for the efforts that you put in the previous year to kind of make those adjustments to get people out to our courses. You know, we really appreciate that, and we hope that staff will stay on board with us and working with us in the future. That being said, you know, being on the park board, I just want to mention, you know, it's important for us to remember that our role is to help everyone in the community have access to something, and golf is expensive. So I, before I make this motion, I want us to remember that in the future it'd be a good idea for us to reevaluate the numbers with these adjustments that we make, and if there's a need for a further increase, I hope that we have open arms to maybe accepting a discussion about that. So I would like to make a motion to approve the 2023 membership rates as presented by staff with the following changes: $175 junior golf pass for students ages 6 to 17, and $199 college student pass for students ages 18 to 26.
Is that your motion?
Yes.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? I think this is a good way to go. So the youngest, you know, get, you know, still have the ability to play, and those in college, I think that's a very...
But we can
Of course. In
a year.
Of course.
Increase another a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, let's see.
We don't want to lose money on this.
No, but let's see what, you know, what the drop-off rate is, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right. Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Badger.
Aye.
Beck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Skro.
Aye. 7 ayes and no nays. Thank you. For other business, we need to adopt credentials for the IAPD meeting. If you haven't been, I strongly suggest going. It is educational. It is a great opportunity to see what other park districts do successfully and to learn, learn from experts and also the vendors. I mean, it is amazing to me who is there and the variety of things but you also learn about new things coming up, new products, new opportunities, so new trends.
Lori, you should have all received an email from Lori, seeing if you're interested in attending that conference, and it's in mid to late January.
Yeah, this is the downside, right? So they do it like the third week in January in Chicago.
Well, there is no slow time in parks and rec.
January
is less busier than some others.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you're interested in going, just respond back to Lori's email. Let her know by the end of this week so we can take advantage of the early bird.
I strongly suggest that you go. I also am going to tell you, it is freaking cold.
But
I'm sorry.
It's indoors.
It is
indoors.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going, by the way, oh my gosh, all right, that's all I'll say. So I need a motion to adopt those credentials, please, and a second. Motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Motion to approve September 2022 statement of claims and visa bills. May I have a motion to approve? Thank you, and a second. Motion and a second. Further questions, discussion? Roll call, please.
Badger.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Skro.
Aye. 7 ayes and no nays. Is there anything else to come before the board? Okay. Motion to adjourn. And a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I apologize.
Oh, no need to apologize. We've all been there.